Hello, and welcome to episode 59 of the Main Yarn Podcast. This is Jen.
And this is Julie.
And today is just a couple days before the end of 2021, so super excited for 2022. We've got a lot of big things planned at the shop, and just, you know, glad to be done with another year of COVID. We thought we'd be saying that when we recorded the quarantine edition, or whatever we called it, way back when we thought it would be the only one.
It does afford a lot of knitting time, though. You got to give it that.
Yeah. Yes. Although owning a knitting... I would have gotten a lot more knitting time in if I hadn't bought a yarn shop just days before the quarantine started. Because that had... You'd think. It's kind of ironic, but owning a yarn shop doesn't give you a lot of time to knit.
Yeah.
Which is weird. Like, I spent a good chunk of my day today... ordering new yarns from Jaggerspun. They got new colors, and they've got a new base.
Yeah,
it's super fluffy.
It's like, it's almost like knitting, though, right?
Yeah, no, it's something I enjoy doing.
Yeah.
Like, it's fun time. Like, shopping for yarn is just as much fun as knitting.
Yeah.
And so I just get to do it on a bigger scale.
That's what I should be doing. We're going to talk about that later, though, why I'm not knitting right now and you are. But yeah, what are we going to talk about today?
We have finished objects.
We've got what we're working on.
Finished objects.
Yeah, because it's that time of year.
Yeah, it is. What we're going to work on next?
We'll have some shop talk.
Maybe a catastrophe or two.
Maybe.
Huh.
Yeah.
Let's get into it.
All right.
Let's see how our years ended here with some fabulous finished objects.
Yeah.
I think last time I said I was finishing was on my kind of my what I wanted to work on next list from last month.
Yeah.
And
you did.
I did. It felt good. I finished two things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. And so one of them, I'll just tell you about that. So jump right in. This is the Scarecrow cowl.
Nice.
It's not a cowl. Scarecrow vest.
You could wear it as a cowl, but...
Oh, yeah. You just put it out over your head and leave it there and not put your arms and body into it.
Yes.
It'd be cozy.
Yeah, that's lovely.
Yeah, I guess this should be on our catastrophe list, too. I forgot to write it down. But there were several iterations of me making this vest, which we'll talk about later. But this is by Sydney Crabaugh of Squidney Knits, who is also one of our instructors at the retreat this summer. She makes these amazing vintage garments. So this is based after a vintage pattern. She kind of modernized it and made it really inclusive for all sizes, because you take your measurements and you do a little bit of math, which she explains really easily, and you make it in any size.
Nice.
It's got this amazing textured pattern to it as well. That really shows off the Rios that I did it in, and I'm just picking animal hairs off of it. Sorry.
Malabrigo Rios.
Malabrigo Rios, yeah, and it's a sunset colorway.
Yeah.
And man, it's so pretty.
It is. I love how it changes, too, the colors. You can really see the colors changing.
Yeah. So I will try to wear this to trivia tomorrow night, and we can get a picture, because I don't have a picture of it yet. But yeah, so I was super happy with this came out. And Malabrigo Rios is just so soft. Feel how squishy that is. It's just like, But so I think I mentioned my fingers were turning orange when I was making this. I don't know if I mentioned it on the podcast or not. But every time I'd knit it, I'd look and I'd have like orange rings around my fingernails. I'm like, well, that's weird. So I made sure I'd give it a good soak before. You know, I haven't worn it yet, but I did have to give it a good soak. It soaked like overnight in some... Eucalin, and just room temperature water, and I dumped out the water, and it was really not very orange.
Okay,
so it's just me. Maybe it's the oils in my fingers or something. I don't know, but it's
or maybe that
still
helped to set it.
Maybe.
The eucalin. I don't know how you say it.
Eucalin.
Helped to set eucalin.
Yeah, so I'm just super happy with this.
Nice.
Yeah, it's so squishy.
Yeah.
So,
yes, we'll have to take pictures tomorrow.
Yes.
Which reminds me, I will wear something that I still don't have a picture of that I made 2 years ago. I was just looking on Ravelry, and I'm why is there no picture? Gotta get caught up.
I'm going to write down my catastrophe while I'm thinking to add it to the...
Should I talk about...
You can talk about yours if you
remember. I don't know what order I have it in.
Moved it off my... off the
That's
screen.
That's okay. So, finished objects. It's the one I'll start with. I can't even remember which one that is. So, the first one was mittens that I'd started in November and finished pretty quickly. And I redid them because I wasn't sure who I was going to give them to. They were kind of... when I do my Christmas knitting, I usually don't follow a pattern. And I usually do my first pair, in this case of mittens, or my first hat, and then decide how I'm going to make the others. And then I play around with the pattern a little bit to keep myself amused, because it's like a conveyor belt of ridiculousness. So I made the first pair of mittens in this dark green color. And I was sitting with my mother-in-law, who hasn't been feeling well. And I was like, oh, you have a normal sized hand. Let me come over and measure this on you. So finally, I'm going to give them to her. But those were finished. And then I just refinished the thumbs because I'd made the thumbs a little bit too short for her, even though she has very delicate small hands.
Yeah.
So I just refinished those. So that was done Christmas Day.
Nice.
Technically.
And when did you see her? Set. Did you have a Christmas Day exchange with her? Or?
Well, we do this thing where we do gift cards. We do this gift card exchange.
Yeah.
So we didn't do that, but she's going to get the mittens probably tomorrow.
Oh, okay. I thought you'd say like you were driving over there and finishing them in the car.
No, I just finished them on the way, right after Christmas dinner.
Nice.
So
none of mine you'll see are gifts, so this is the difference between you and I and our finishing. But yeah, so the other one I finished was Christmassy related. It was the 12 Days of Madelintosh. I chose to do the cowl. So that box comes with two patterns. There's a knit pattern and a crochet pattern. The knit pattern is a shawl, and the crochet pattern is a cowl. I chose to do the crochet because
I want to be different.
Yeah, I liked the way it looked.
Yeah,
and it went fast, and you know, I like doing crochet sometimes.
Yeah,
and it actually has gotten me almost ready to start back on Cassie's giant mandala blanket that we've been talking about for years. She asked me about it the other day, and yeah, the problem is I started it, you know, before I owned the yarn shop. And I started it in this cheap yarn because I knew I was going to make it so big. And
acrylic. We'll talk about that.
Yeah. And yeah, I'm regretting that decision.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so the ginger cowl I finished.
Nice.
And it's, I don't know what I'm, oh, never mind. I'll fix my outline later. Anyway, it went really fast. I was able to keep up. Like every day you got a short piece of yarn.
Yeah.
80 yards or something.
It was another advent kit?
It was the same one you did.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Yeah, it was called Ginger. Sorry, I missed that part. Yes.
And so you got about 80, 90 yards every day.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got, like, the crochet pattern was just, like, do this crochet pattern and change colors when you run out of yarn.
Yeah.
As long as it's at the beginning or end of a row.
Yeah, whereas mine is, which I'll talk about, is very prescriptive.
Yes.
Which you usually like, and I don't. So it's interesting that we picked the opposite ones.
Yeah, I mean, and this one was, I had to leave a couple of repeats out because I saw where it was going and how much yarn it was taking me to do each section.
Yeah.
And it was just like, repeat this section four times. So
In
crochet, it doesn't matter. You like, your stitch count is not really that important. and it's so...
Yeah, it's not going to unravel.
Yeah. So it's... I just left a couple of repeats out, and it came out beautiful. I love it.
Yeah.
My gauge was probably off, which is probably why I had the wrong amount of yarn,
because
I'm not a big crocheter. But it was definitely, it was fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I got it done in, you know, like half the month of December. So.
Yeah, nice, because we started December 1st.
Yeah.
We both started at the same time. I am not done, but I will talk about my excuses.
Okay.
So
what else did you finish?
I'm going to keep on the mittens train because it kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
So the other one, mittens too. Oh, okay. So unlike what I usually do, I haven't created a Ravelry item for each set of mittens, but this one is two. My step nieces, as in my brother's stepdaughters, are young adults, but they always seem to enjoy the knitted things, so they are very knit-worthy. And of course, Anna used to have do our opening music, so she's a friend of knitters. So Anna and Abby, I made almost matching mittens in the kind of goldenrod and orange colorway, and you'll see those on Ravelry.
Yep.
So I've got a picture of three pairs of mittens in that post, but... Those I just gave those to them yesterday,
nice.
So they seem to like them.
Awesome.
Yeah, that was another thing.
And you can keep going, because that's all I finished this month.
Then the other one is America's Mittens. I just put that on Ravelry. I just put that on Instagram, too. So America is the little girl who's...
It's her name.
A great niece. Yes, it's her name. It's also a country. Really? For those of you, yeah. Anyway, the great niece, who was the one who came up to me, I think I mentioned this a few months ago, is like, Aunt Julie, could you make me some more mittens because I lost mine or something? I'm like, oh my God, too much cuteness. Okay, yes, I will make you mittens. And that means I need to make them for all of the nieces and great nieces and great nephew.
Oh, and
that
picture you have of her on your Ravelry is adorable.
Yeah, she is super adorable too. So, and I wasn't sure I was going to give that pair to her because I had all the kids draw around their hands so I could get their sizing.
Yeah.
And it turns out, when you ask little kids to do that, they're not super good at it. So I will show you, and dear listeners, you can imagine. But this is what I got.
Oh, so that's a...
So that's like, just imagine a very rough, it doesn't even look like a turkey, people. You know, it's just a very rough outline. So
it's sort of an, they're oval shaped.
Yes.
Yeah, she didn't show like the length of her thumb on it or anything.
No, look at this one.
Yeah, that's great. It looks like a melting snowman.
So, okay, clearly I need to give better instructions. So I had one,
I'm behind, obviously, because
they're not all
done. Should have told them to make you turkeys.
I know, I should have told them to make me turkeys.
Because it was probably Thanksgiving when you asked for it, right?
Yeah, it was before Thanksgiving, but they probably still would have got it. Yeah. But anyway, I had a very rough idea of what size their hands might be. I had America try those on, and I said, I'm not sure they're yours, but try them on. She's like, oh, they're perfect. And then I'm like, okay, do you like them? She goes, I love them. I'm like, okay, you're going to get these, but you have to let me have the other kids try them on because I need to see if they're the right size so I can just remake the same pattern that I invented. And I did. So nice. They are going to be the same size, except I'm on Ellie's right now, which I'll talk about what we're working on. She's just a little bit bigger because she's 10.
Oh,
as opposed to 5 to 7. Yeah.
I mean, she was little when we started the guild and she would come and...
She's almost autumn's height now.
Yeah. I mean, I remember her being like 3.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. So I'm making mittens for all of the other little kids as well, which we'll talk about. The other thing that I finished was another Ocala hat, which is a pattern, actually. Like, who am I? I put it on Ravelry.
Nice.
Like, I actually published a pattern.
Oh, yeah. I
if anybody would
too.
Like to buy it, you know, that'd be great. But no, seriously. I put that pattern out there, and I'd made it in purple, which is, I think, in the shop. You can see it in the shop if you ask.
Yes, I haven't been in the shop in a while, so...
But I also made it in, like, a brown and gold kind of colorway for my mother, because it was her birthday in December, so she has received that. I need a picture of her wearing it. So that is like a whole bunch of stuff I made after a long, long dry spell of not making anything. As usual, I do all my production around Christmas.
Good thing you got your mojo back in time.
I know. Thank God.
Yeah, that was close.
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
What are you working on right now?
Right now, at this moment, I am, you know, given that it is a couple days past the winter solstice, I am working on my summer sorrel.
As one does.
Yes. This one I started last summer, obviously. Mm-hmm. It's inside out at the moment because that's the way it works, because it's all reverse stockinette, but they have you go inside out once you get below the armholes to make it go faster.
Yeah.
Which is genius. And I'm doing it in the retreat colorway. So you can't get this, but it is amazing.
It's like Maine. You can't get there from here.
Right. This was dyed by... Oh, look at that. You can tell it's hand-dyed because there's a section that's more purpley and then a section with very little purple.
I like
purple.
That, though.
Yeah. Kind of reminds me of tourmaline.
Yeah.
It's like my favorite. The watermelon tourmaline. Excuse my dog scratching at my door to get in here.
Yeah.
We must have been talking in dog sounds.
Yeah.
Sorry, try not to get high and squeaky.
Yeah, I didn't think I was high and squeaky today. I've been coughing too much.
So what was I saying? Oh, so this was dyed by Rachel Jones of On the Round for us for the retreat. And word is she might be dyeing next year's retreat colorway too.
Ooh.
So I got to decide what weight yarn, what kind of base I want.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a plush DK at On the Round that's really lovely. I might have her use that one.
I might have to just make... I haven't used mine yet. I should just make... I did finally wind it out. Remember, that was a catastrophe a few months ago. But I should just make socks so they can wear them at the retreat.
Yeah. That's smart. Yeah. Or maybe I'll do a nimble sock. I don't know. If you're coming to the retreat and have a request at this point for what kind of base you'd like for the retreat colorway, let me know.
Yeah.
Because that's still up for decision.
Yeah. I'm coming.
Yay. So let me know what you think.
Okay, I will. I'll think about it.
Awesome. What are you working on?
Well, there's a longer story, which we'll get into later. But one of the things I've been working on, since you were just talking about it recently, I chose, as you said, the knitted option for the Madeleine Tosh
Advent. Winter Spice Shawl?
Yes, the Winter Spice Shawl.
That's better than the Summer Sorrel. You're more seasonal appropriate than I am.
Which, look, I had to put it aside, which I will explain later. It is pretty.
I love the colors that came in there.
I can't wait to pick it back up, but I'm kind of, although I don't know what I did here. I think that's just the pattern.
Okay, it looks
but
fine.
But see, it kind of bends a little bit. Mm. But I love the colors. I love how it's coming out, but I had to force myself to set it aside. Even though the Advent, the amount of yarn that you get is very, it's a very good, it's an appropriate amount of yarn for having a good knit day. I knitted straight for the first few days of December, like maybe the first 3 days. Mm-hmm. Then I took it with me when I went to Austin. And I knitted a little bit, and then I stopped and had to start back up on the mittens. So,
because of the timing?
Yeah, because of the timing getting into Christmas. And I was still, as you can tell, not done. But we'll talk a bit more about this, because this might feature in the catastrophe section.
Oh, boy.
What else have you been working on?
All right, so the Kairos Cowl, which was a kit. We still have some kits. Mm-hmm. And the reason I went full out to get that vest done was because it had the size 5 needles from my new set in them, and I needed the size 5s to get into my Kairos cowl.
Nice.
It's a Mobius cowl, so it's Mobius on purpose, mm-hmm. and it keeps like blowing my mind, even though I understand the concept of a Mobius. but I started with this big long strip down the middle, and then I flipped it over and Kitchenered it to itself, and then I took two really long interchangeable needles and hooked them together.
Wow.
And so then it goes around 400 stitches around both sides of it, the top and the bottom, on one circular needle, which, weird.
Yeah,
how does that even happen?
It is so weird.
So one round gets both sides of it.
Yeah.
Mine...
It's top and bottom.
Continually blown.
Yeah.
But now I'm to the beaded part, which makes me so happy. These beads are so gorgeous. Look at that.
Yeah.
This is the Nailed It colorway. So the yarns are mostly a gray, and then there's this beautiful yellow. But the beads, oh my goodness, they're different sizes,
amber,
and shapes.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just, kind of earthy tones.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just so pretty to me.
Yeah.
I had to string 600 of them on the yarn, which didn't take that long. They kind of, goes quick. And I put a little video out on Instagram Reels and TikTok. Yeah. I should put it up on my website, but I need my computer to do that. And I just did it all with my phone yesterday. Mm-hmm. On just how to get them on the string, because I think that just... can intimidate people, and it's so simple.
Yeah.
So I've been having fun with this, getting into this. I think I got like 4 rows left, and then the bind off.
Nice.
But these beads, they're just kind of randomly going to be in the edging to the shawl. And then there's a cuff that goes with it that I didn't start.
Yeah. See? Yeah, very nice.
So it's so satisfying. But I'm not working on it as we knit because I didn't want, as we talk. Because if I do anything other than just straight knitting, I don't know, I forget what I'm doing or stop talking or something. So, I'm working on that one too. Those are kind of the big things I've been working on.
Mm-hmm.
I think so. Did I have another one? Oh, yeah. Do you have another one? No.
I do have another one. Well, I already talked about it. I talked about how I'm making Ellie's mitts.
Oh, okay.
But that's... I already said that.
Okay. So the other thing I'm working on is really not very exciting to see yet. this is another beaded pattern. It's just fingerless mitts, and they're called the Beadic mitts.
Yeah.
Again, this is another Laura Nelkin pattern. So both of those are Laura Nelkin. This one, she does beads to make it look like feral.
Yeah. Or Nordic, right? That's where the name comes from.
I think so. So it has like a snowflake pattern of beads on the back of your hand.
Mm-hmm.
And I might line them too, because they feel like they're going to be really kind of thin.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Maine. And sometimes my office gets cold, so I want fingerless mitts to wear during the day. But I've got a new yarn coming in. Alpaca Sock from Lang.
Mm-hmm.
That should be in the beginning of the year that it would make a really nice, warm, soft liner for mittens. And also great socks.
Cool.
But yeah, alpaca sock, I think is what it's called. Just in nice neutral colors, so new laying yarn.
Nice.
So I think I might do that too, but for now that's just on the list of, so yeah, I've been in a real bead mood.
Okay.
I just love knitting with beads. And it's different because it's like not something you can do in the car or at the restaurant or while
or on the plane.
Yeah. Or while we're podcasting.
I have.
But yeah. Yeah. But it's so satisfying when you want something that's just going to challenge your mind a little bit more than just plain knitting where you want to think about other things.
Yeah.
Like I'm doing now with my summer sorrel. I've just 15 inches of garter stitch.
Yep.
Or stockinette stitch. So just knitting until I can't knit any further.
Yep.
Or something like that.
Cool.
Yeah. So that's what I've been working on. So been having fun.
All right. So I think it's time for a word from our sponsor.
Yeah.
Knitwit Yarn Shop in Portland, Maine has been a favorite knitting destination for locals and visitors since 2004. And you can find us online too. www.knitwitportland.com is where you can shop the store virtually. For example, on like New Year's Day, hint, hint. And explore some fun project ideas. Just click on shop to get to the online store. You can also follow them or us. Yeah, all of us. On Instagram at Knitwit Yarn Shop or Facebook at Main Knitwit.
Yeah. And we didn't say in that ad where they're located, where we're located, but Congress Street in the East End. But we will be moving, which I think we mentioned before.
Yes.
And we'll talk about that a little bit more in a little bit. But what are you going to work on next, though?
Well, unfortunately, right after I'm done with all my Christmas gift knitting, my dad has a birthday in January. So since I made my mom a hat, I think I'm going to have to make him a hat. So that will come up next.
That's a deja vu. Like, did we have this conversation
every year? Every year.
All right.
Yeah. Every year I guilt myself into it. So I have to do that next.
Okay.
What do you have on your list?
So I don't know if I mentioned it before, but I made a cowl pattern out of the Jaggerspun Moosum Falls.
Yeah.
And
or Mousum.
Mouse. I don't know how to say it.
I think it's Mousum.
Okay, whatever. It's Moosum in my head. Anyway, Mousam if you're searching for
it.
And it is, so I made a striped cabled cowl, which would be great for picking a couple of bright colors that are like your school football team colors or whatever. But I made the pattern, knitted it up, and then lost my sample for months. And I finally found it.
Ooh.
So on my list is to finish it, which is basically weaving in the ends and writing the pattern up. So then I can get pictures and show all of you. So that's on my list of something I want to get to soon before I lose it again.
Yeah.
I don't know how. It was like, I had this knitting bag that I...
So many bags.
Yeah, well, yeah, there's a lot of bags. But I put the knitting bag down after I finished the project. So in it was like some tools, you know, some tools that I had lost. And I was wondering where those tools had gotten to. And I put it down on my floor. And then somehow, like, all the stuff I was donating to Goodwill also got put in that same spot.
Oh, no.
So it was at the bottom of the
pile.
Oh,
that's scary.
Yeah. I mean, it was in its own bag, so it looked, and as I took all the Goodwill stuff off to take it to Goodwill, I was like, hey, look at all of my lost stuff I found. I was so happy.
Okay.
So, anyway. What else do you want to work on next?
Oh, well, somebody may have helped my husband pick out a Christmas gift.
Wow.
Yeah, which is very nice people at the Knitwit Yarn Shop, which is a Sweet Georgia shawl kit. It's called the Sail Shawl.
Sail, yes, like it's, S-A-I-L.
Yes, it's very hard to say that. Can you say Sweet Georgia Sail Shawl Kit? It's very hard to say,
but
Sweet Georgia Yarns. Great. And it's in these lovely shades of purple, kind of a reddish, violety purple.
Yeah, one of them's got a little subtle sparkle to it.
Yeah. So I'm very excited about that. So I'll be picking that up soon.
I got one of those sitting in my closet downstairs.
Same color?
No, mine is
green.
More got the teal and the
of course.
The browns do it.
Yeah.
My colors. yeah, but it's, those are so pretty. Yeah. And there's like four or five different colorways we've yeah. got. So it was nice. Pretty funny. We were at yeah. trivia and you had a couple weeks ago gotten up, a couple yeah. weeks ago, you had gotten up to go to the bathroom and he looks at us and goes, I don't know what to get her for Christmas. What do you guys, got ideas? I'm like, yes. Just give me a dollar amount and I will help you buy it. He's like, yes. Okay, done. And then you came back. And you know, he's very short with his words.
Dour. Yes.
Well, that too. But, you know, it's just the way he yeah. is. It's not like he's being mean. He's yeah. just...
All right.
Yeah. I mean, the minimal words to get to the end of the story.
Yeah.
And he... so we're like... Okay, well, what was the, you know, we get
all the amounts.
Yeah, and how can I, like, give you the details? And
yeah.
So, finally I had to get to him through Facebook, because I somehow don't, he's not even on our group text.
No, we tried adding him, it didn't work.
Yeah, because he's not on an iPhone, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, so that worked out, and then the next week we left it in my car, and he made a run out and took it out of my car. He's like... left money in your cup holder. Hope no one breaks it. Thanks. Did you put something over it, maybe? But
it's Maine.
Yeah.
It'll be fine. So funny. So,
yes. So, yeah, that was cool.
Yeah.
But, yeah, maybe we'll start working on that soon.
Yes. Got to do that. So what else do you have?
I've got a mystery knit-along coming up starting January 3rd, so mm-hmm. like in next week.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Andy's Beach Adventure. Mm-hmm. And nice. It's a mystery knit-along that comes with a story, and she yeah. promises mermaids and pirates,
yeah.
You know, which makes any story. And I need more beach here in the summer.
Yeah.
And she gave some guidelines on the colors to use. So three shades, three worsted weight skeins, like 150 yards each, you know, and gave some... guidance on the colors and how mm-hmm. they should work together, and then there's beads as well, because mm-hmm. you know I love a good bead.
Mm-hmm.
And so one day Nicole and I were in the shop, and we spent hours just coming up with color combos and taking pictures, and man, it was so pretty. We just had so much fun. I wanted to make every one of them. But anyway, we put all those pictures up on Instagram, so if you're looking for color ideas, just go back through our Instagram pages and you can find what we put up there. And then I ended mm-hmm. up picking one for myself that was none of the ones we picked
mm-hmm.
As we went through the first time, because we had just gotten a new plush DK in from On the Round, which yeah. I think I mentioned earlier,
mm-hmm.
and I'm just in love with those colors. And the plush DK is, it looked pretty thick to me, and mm-hmm. I figured it's a cowl pattern for this yeah. Andy's Beach Adventure, that if I go with a thick DK versus a worsted, I'll probably be fine. So I picked three colors of plush DK nice. In, you know, teals and those kind of colors.
Yes. Surprise, surprise.
Yeah. With these gold beads that are going to sparkle.
Yeah. You're always greens. I'm always purples. But yeah. I'm trying to branch out.
Yeah. So, anyway, excited to get that going.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah. Time to talk some shop.
Yeah. So, I mentioned the move.
Yeah.
And we'll be moving in February. We don't have exact dates yet, but the new shop will be at 34 Danforth Street
mm-hmm.
in downtown Portland.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about a mile from the current shop. It is, if you're using kind of the cruise ship entry point as a reference, it's the same distance, just west instead of east.
From the water. If you happen to like swim up to Portland,
or take one of the
cruise ships. Or take a boat. Yeah. Yes.
So all the tourist
go left.
Stuff is down on Commercial Street.
Yeah.
And then, you know, our current shop is up on the hill, basically. Mm-hmm. So it's basically like straight up. This is, you kind of go left mm-hmm. and go almost as far, but it's not as far up. So it's just mm-hmm. a block or two back from
yeah
Commercial
and
Street.
And it's going to be bigger.
It's going to be like 2.5 times bigger.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's got this great classroom.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. Which Chuck keeps calling the room of requirement. So he said I get to put whatever I want in there.
Nice.
We get to have our own room of requirement. I don't know if you could make your own. Like, I feel like that's just something that has to be
imbued, or magic yeah. has to be used. Yes. Mm-hmm.
So we'll work on that.
Yep.
But yeah, so we'll be able to have classes while the shop is open, which will mm-hmm. be really nice.
Mm-hmm.
and have space. So I'm super excited about that.
That's great.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
And I'll, you know, have more details on dates. So watch the social medias and the newsletters, and I will definitely let you know. We will probably be closed for 1 to 2 weeks as we move stuff. It's kind of a big undertaking, but looking forward to being in the new spot.
Yeah.
And there's more like parking lots around that area too for people who are driving in, not the walkers from the cruise ships. I mean, I always talk about them, but then there's all the people who drive there.
Yes, like me.
Parking lots around the area. There's plenty of street parking too. But the thing about our current space is that it's kind of a walk to any lot. And here there are several lots. Some of them are like $5 for the day or whatever down on that end of Commercial Street and up a little bit. It's kind of by the Civic Center, Convention Center, what's it called?
Is it TD Bank?
No,
Cross Arena.
Cross Insurance Arena, so it's close to there, too, if you're familiar with the area. Lots of new hotels, so make a weekend of it. Come visit.
Yeah, come and see us. And it's Portland. You're going to love it.
Yes.
What else is going on?
Oh, you know, a little retreat thing.
Retreat, yeah. We might imagine that.
Once or twice. Still have some spots left, but they are filling up. I think we're about 25% of the way fill at this point.
Nice, which is good. It's only December.
I know. Wow. It's 6 months out still.
Yeah.
So grab your seats now. Mm-hmm. We're going to have some amazing teachers, and man, I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Classes are going to be great. We've got some classes this year that are skills-based. So, like, we've got a steaking class. And we've got a Fair Isle class. We've got, you know, a class on making your sweaters fit you better. So there are a lot more knitting-specific classes this year, whereas last year was more fiber in general. This one is very specific to knitting.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Nice.
Yeah, I just can't wait to get up there and sit on the ocean and soak in the sun and hang with my knitting friends.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, and it will be very small, so you know, it keeps us safe, but it also gives you that kind of warm, homey atmosphere where, you know, you can sit down with Casapinka and have lunch and get a chance to talk to her, you know. Yeah. There were thousands of people there, you know. You get to go to the classes, but you wouldn't necessarily get to talk to the teachers. So.
Yeah, yeah. And I remember that from last year. You did get some good, dedicated teacher one-on-one time, too. So, if you sort it out. So, no guarantees, but they will talk to you.
Yay.
They will talk to you while you're in line and stuff. Yeah, it's great.
Yep. All right.
Cool.
So, Natastrophes. We got to end on a Natastrophe note here.
Yeah, strange that. So, I'm going to talk about the Winter Spice Kel, because I think it's interesting. As you know, I am British and I learned to knit in England, and then I moved here, and I've been more than half my life over here, so more than half of my knitting time has been American knitting time, right? But this one threw me because it starts with moss stitch, and I think I might have known this in the back of my mind but not in the front of my mind, so I'm just going to go over it for the front of my mind. In the UK, moss stitch is knit one, purl one, knit one, purl one, knit one, purl one. And then on the next round, it depends whether you're doing it in the round or not, you know what I mean? But it's purl one, knit one, purl one, knit one.
So you're knitting your pearls and purling your knits? Yeah,
knitting your pearls and purling your knits.
Yeah.
And you switch back and forth every single round, which here is seed stitch.
Yes.
Here in the States, it's seed stitch. So in my head, I think I probably thought, huh, this seed stitch is exactly like moss stitch. I wonder why it's got a different name. But not enough that when I came to this pattern and it said, do your gauge swatch, which, yeah, I did. I did a gauge swatch. I know you don't believe me. Okay, I did half a gauge swatch and then I pulled it out because I needed the yarn.
Yeah.
But it said, do it in moss stitch. So I'm like, doing it in moss stitch. Fine.
Did it not have a section that says moss stitch is?
Well, then, once I get to actually knitting the pattern, I'm doing it in what I think is moss stitch, and then I have to go and undo it because I'm like, I actually contacted the people behind Madeline Tosh because I'm like, it doesn't work. There's like no way I can make this work because if I follow the pattern, it's not moss stitch. And they're like, moss stitch is two rounds of knit, purl, you know, knitting your knits, purling your pearls, and then two rounds of the other way.
Right.
Which interesting enough, is known as Irish moss stitch in the UK. I had to research it. So moss stitch is not moss stitch, is the, your key learning there. There were also a few other points where I found there were some issues with the pattern. And I think they've now been fixed in a reissue.
I didn't look at what they were, but I did see that if you purchased that pattern,
you got an update. So I need to print that off. But there's a couple things a little confusing. Like it says colorway A, and then in the pattern it says color C1.
Yeah.
So you get a little bit off. And then the other thing that it does, it says slip in C1. So I'm like, oh, okay, I'm going to pick up color 1. Uh-huh. And then it's like slip in C2. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to pick up color 2. Well, it meant do the slip pattern in color 1. And the slip pattern in color 2. And it wasn't until about the fifth color that I figured that out. So actually, you can see here, this is not right.
Okay.
I don't care, though.
Yeah, it looks fine.
It looks fine. But basically, I did a little bit of the wrong pattern for a couple of rows for the first few, instead of doing this pattern called slip.
Oh. So the lesson here is to always look at your pattern like definitions and read
where read the it whole thing says, first. Like,
if it says moss stitch, go look up what they think moss stitch is.
I don't know that. Would you do that, though? If you had moss stitch, wouldn't you just go, I know what moss stitch is?
No, because I don't. I always get the two confused.
I think
garter stitch and stockinette stitch.
Yeah.
I can do.
Yeah.
Like 1x1 rib, 2x2 rib, I think I can figure out. Yeah. But beyond that.
See, moss stitch was like one of those things where I was like, I know what moss stitch is. But that's what led me to go, the pattern's wrong. It's not coming out as moss stitch. It's coming out something else. But yeah, definitely read the whole pattern. And then, yeah, I will say it's a lovely pattern, but the way it's written is a little too shortcut for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because instead of slip in C1, I would prefer work round 1 of the slip pattern in colorway 1 or colorway A.
Yeah.
But anyway, I guess that's just because I'm long-winded. But that was my first catastrophe. What do you have any?
Oh yeah, so the scarecrow vest I mentioned. Ripped out the top of this thing like 3 times, which makes it even more impressive that it's finished.
Yeah.
So I mentioned that it's very inclusive in its sizing. So you measure, you get your gauge. And it tells you how many to cast on based on a little bit of math. Mm-hmm. And then the same thing for like the width of the back and the height from your armpits to your shoulders, like it's all measured out, which I'm like, this is great because my body is not the average size body.
Mm-hmm.
And I always have to make some sort of adjustment. So I'm looking at it and I did the back and, you know, it said do the back until you get to this point.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so many inches. I'm like, all right, done it. And then it says do the front until you finish your armhole decreases. And then you're going to do, or it said five inches less than the total length or something. Mm-hmm. And then it says to start your V-neck decreases. So I did my whole armhole decreases, and then I started my V-neck decreases. And I'm like, this is way the heck taller than my back is already when it's at the full length.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, that didn't work. So I had to rip that out. And then I ripped a little bit further because I noticed that I had messed up the pattern repeat. And there was like an extra round of just plain knitting. And it just like was just glaring at me. I couldn't not do it. But it was only a little bit further back than I needed to rip out.
Mm-hmm.
Although I probably wouldn't have had to rip out the whole back if I wasn't doing that. Just the front.
Mm-hmm.
So I did that. Got all the way up. Grafted my shoulders together. Went to put it on, and so the second time when I went to change it, I changed the pattern a little bit, so I started my V-neck earlier while I was still doing armhole decreases. Yeah. I did that, put it on, it wouldn't even go over my head.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, I don't know what I did that time. Something went really wrong. So I'm like, all right, we're going to start the V-neck even lower. I'm picturing this thing like, you know, cleavage bearing. No, it still is like up to my neck.
It's a small V-neck.
It is. And that's, you know, it's based on the style that she was going for, right? That's what she wants it to be. So basically it's enough to show like the collar of your, you know, white blouse underneath it.
Yeah.
So third time, finally, it's almost down to my armpits on the way it looks. I found my problem, though, was that I got gauge, stitch gauge, but I almost never get row gauge.
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't know why. Mm-hmm. My row gauge is just different, and there's mm-hmm. no way to make, in most patterns, my stitch gauge and my row gauge match.
Right.
So usually row gauge is, stitch gauge is the most important, and then you can mm-hmm. just adjust, because it's like, do this for 20 inches or whatever, yeah. And then you can do that.
Mm-hmm.
But this was very specific as to where you were starting your V-neck and where you were yeah. doing your decreases.
And that's where it can be a problem.
Yeah. yeah. And so it took me a few tries, but this does fit me now. And I yeah. put on the little edging on the sleeves nice. And the V-neck and, whew. But yeah.
Yeah.
Had to rip it out twice.
Ugh. It's beautiful
second,
though.
Second time I didn't rip out the whole back again because I was happy with,
yeah.
I didn't mess up the pattern stitch again. But yeah, I don't know. That was sort of. I mean, I know it's because of my row gauge, but
yeah.
I don't know what I can do to fix that.
Did you go down multiple needle sizes from what it called for? Because I've kind of like an informal rule that I won't go down more than two needle sizes.
Mm-hmm.
If I can't get gauge going down two needle sizes, I'm not going to do it because then I know my row gauge is going to be so off.
Yeah.
It's going to mess everything else up.
yeah, so here's a picture of how it looks. I mean, it's a pretty mm-hmm. small neck hole yeah. on her as well. Yeah. The pattern is very... yeah, it calls for a 6 and a 7.
Yeah.
Which is what I used.
Yeah.
I didn't have to change.
Huh.
So yeah, that... Is it? No, maybe I did go down one.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was the 5s that I needed.
Yeah.
So I must have been doing the...
5 and 6.
5 and 6.
Yeah.
Yes, because... No, maybe I went down 2. Because it was the body of the garment that mm-hmm. was using my US 5s.
Yeah.
So I must have been doing 5 and 4.
Yeah.
See,
I really wanted to do a pattern by somebody who I won't name right now. But I had to go down more than 2 needle sizes, and I'm not doing it. And I'm just not going to risk it. It's going to go wrong.
Sometimes it's the yarn, right?
Yeah. Like, yeah. I wasn't using the yarn it called for either. So.
Right. So... Yeah, you can get gauge with any size
yeah.
needle and yarn, but you might not like the fabric.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you do lace on size 15s,
yeah.
it's going to give you a different look than, you know, yeah. lace weight yarn on a size 2.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Anyway. But it all worked out happily in the end.
Nice. Oh, that's great. I do have another knitastrophe. Mm-hmm. So I'll just explain using this one that you can't see, dear listener. But so here are Ellie's mitts that are in progress, right? I started yes. these on Christmas Day. These are the ones like we're knitting on Christmas.
Yes.
So Ellie is 10. So hers are a little bit, need to be a little bit longer than the ones I made for America. And when I was making this style before, again, remember I just like made up the mitten pattern, right?
And didn't write it down as you went.
No, I didn't write it down. I have now. But what I did was I took, you know, I'd have my stitches held off for the thumb and I do my thumb increases.
Mm-hmm.
And I had 2 stitches and I was increasing around. You know, I did an increase right and then an increase left to make the thumb go up like the way it does.
Yes.
And I had 2 in the middle. And then when I came to join again... I was forgetting that I had sacrificed those 2 stitches.
I didn't add the
2 stitches back. So I kept confusing myself and I ended up ripping out. First of all, those mittens that I gave to Anna and Abby are actually kind of skinny, but it's fine because they're missing those 2 stitches yeah. on the finger part. But they came out okay.
You were doing that at trivia.
Yeah, I was doing that at trivia and ripping out like almost an entire mitten yeah. and then redoing it.
And then you said, wait, I didn't need to rip it out.
Yes. I was like, whatever.
Don't do this while playing trivia.
But I've got it now that I will need to add my 2 stitches back, which is perfect because you need to add 2 stitches mm-hmm. so you don't have a big gap
yes.
where you're joining over the thumb hole.
Yep.
But anyway, you know... Lesson learned is write that down for next year when somebody asks me to make mittens again, even though I only just made them all mittens. And they grow. You know how kids are.
Yeah.
So that's fine. But anyway, that was a knitastrophe. One of the knitastrophes with the mittens that I ended up re-knitting those ones several times.
But it all worked out. But we love knitting, so it's just, you know, you get double the bang for the buck when you re-knit things.
You know... You don't get better until you make mistakes.
Oh, definitely.
So I am an expert.
And then you had another mitten catastrophe.
Oh, God. Yeah, what was the other one?
Your thumb.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for reminding me.
Yeah.
I shouldn't check that while I'm talking. So I'm also not knitting right now.
It's weird.
It seems really weird. And the reason is those mittens that I made, I've had issues before with the Christmas stuff getting washed and dried. If those go in the dryer, it's still going to be a problem. But I think they could be washed okay. It's 50% merino, 50% acrylic and nylon.
Yep.
And I told them, care for it like you would a nice sweater from Macy's.
Yeah.
Which is wash it on cold and leave it to dry. Mm-hmm. I think, right? That's the rule. So I think they'll be okay. But the trouble is, it's 50% acrylic and nylon. So I literally have a hole in my thumb and in my middle finger from the yarn.
You must have been knitting really fast.
Oh, well, I was knitting a lot because I was knitting in the car for 8 hours.
How you got, like, my yarn isn't touching me in those places where your holes are.
Mine does, I guess.
I don't know.
I can't do it right now, but I can tell you that it does. Yeah, see how you're holding it? Mine, I'm more like that.
Huh.
You're like this.
I'm pinching my yarn. Yeah.
I'm more like that. And okay. And it glides.
So we both throw, right? Mm-hmm. And so my yarn is pinched between my thumb and my forefinger mm-hmm. at the tips.
Yeah.
And you hold it down further on your...
Yeah, and I let it glide.
Oh.
That's how... Yeah, it's more like it's gliding there. So yeah. As it glides, it hurts.
Yeah. Mine's gliding back here by my pinky, but just not really with any pressure.
Yeah.
It's just really light extra tensioning.
Yeah.
Which I couldn't tell you how I do it. It's just sort of, you start to learn it eventually. Yeah. Like whatever works for you, yeah. You know?
Although I did have the thought, like, if I switched to Continental, I could keep knitting.
Yeah.
But I haven't done that. Because my gauge is horrible. Gauge. Yeah, my gauge is horrible at Continental. Yeah, but I'm bending my fingers now because yesterday I couldn't even open a bottle of Poland Spring water because my hand was so hurt. I mean, I was in the car for 8 hours on a trip knitting a bunch of mittens.
Yeah.
And then yesterday at Christmas, day before yesterday at Christmas, I was knitting. And I've had to take a 2-day break and it's killing me. But anyway.
Mentally?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that means you still got your mojo.
Yes.
So that's good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, sounds like we've come to the end of another main yarn on all that good news.
Yeah.
Well, let's just recap to retreat and new double the size yarn store
as happy news. Happy news.
End our podcast and the year on.
Yay.
Next time we talk to you, it'll be 2022, which will be a year with no COVID.
The year of no COVID. Yes, we hope.
Never mind. I'm just trying to be optimistic here.
The year things get slightly back to normal,
I hope
maybe.
So. You know, my day job, I'm an actuary, and we have to predict claims, you know, death claims, and it's not
gets
been
a bit sad.
Yeah, and hard for you know.
And
we have no data to base.
Yeah, and I'm an underwriter, and I have to see the actual...
You have to do it for specific groups. I just have to do it for everyone in general.
I see the names sometimes,
So sad. Yeah. We're trying to end on a happy note.
Yeah, where did that go? So, retreats, a 2.5 times size yarn store with in-person classes while the store is open so you
mermaids
can run out and buy stuff that you need because you forgot you needed that size needle.
Yeah.
Mermaids and pirates. And oh, my.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Happiness. All right. Well, happy new year, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. As usual, our show notes can be found at knitwitportland.com. And click on the main yarn podcast link that will take you to all of links to the things we've talked about and links to all the prior shows if you've missed any.
Yeah. Thank you, Nitwit.
You're welcome. We gotta find a way to be less awkward about that.
Happy knitting, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.